We're live here at BYU Football Media Day. Joining us now, second leading tackler for BYU, Keenan Peely, kind enough to join us. How are you, man?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm doing good.
You don't have to say that. You don't want to be stuck here hanging out with us. I appreciate it, though. All right, so fun season last year. How much, being a part of a year like that, how much fun was that for you?
Oh, so fun. I think it made it a little more special because of the COVID thing.
Yeah.
But we definitely enjoyed it as a team. You kind of got to have fun together. Exactly. You don't got no fans.
Because you got nowhere else to go, man.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere. With you know, we were talking to Tyler Algier and Lapini Katoa about it, too, as well. Like, week to week to week, not knowing if you were going to test positive or not, not knowing what the week was going to be like, not knowing if you had an opponent to play. The fact that you guys were able to get 11 games in and a bowl game, I mean, that's a tremendous accomplishment. Because I'm sure you were talking to a lot of friends that you played with that weren't playing any games or playing four games or five games. The fact that you got in the schedule you did is pretty remarkable.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a blessing. A little kept us on our toes because every week we were like, are we going to play? Who are we playing? But, you know, we'd stay together and prep every week like we would have a game.
Keenan, we talked with Kevin Kloon earlier this morning. DJ and PK did. And he said, and I think Elias also made the same statement, that the linebacking core is going to be the strength of this defense this year. Do you believe that?
Yes, I think so. We got a lot of returning guys from LBs, so.
What about you and Peyton Wilgar work so well together?
We kind of just bounce off each other. That's kind of how we are. Max Tooley as well.
Sure, yeah.
Really competitive with each other by the end of the day. You know, we're brothers, and we kind of treat our LB crew like a little family, and, yeah, we love it. We have a good time.
But there's a good level of competition in there, too, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. We always joke around and compete, make each other better. It's a good time.
What, you know, obviously from last year to this year, and you know, I haven't had a chance to ask guys this. I mean, how weird was it playing in empty stadiums last year? And how excited are you to have a full packed Cougar Stadium again?
Yeah, I think the weirdest thing, it was that first time we scored, and it was just our team cheering.
Yeah.
I think that's when it hit me. I was like, man, I do miss a little fans, but this is pretty cool. We just got each other. And then just for this upcoming year, I think it adds a little bit of excitement for us. We're excited to have our fan base there and people to cheer us on.
But to your point, though, does it bring a team closer together when it's pretty much all you've got? I mean, you can't go out. You can't, you know, can't have too many parties. You can't, you know, socialize like you normally do. You're not going to class. You're just – it's just you and your guys, right?
For sure. Oh, yeah. We totally took on – you know, the season's going to be what we make it. And we had a good time doing that.
What do you like about Kevin Kloon as the new linebackers coach? I know you've worked with other coaches in the past, obviously, but what do you like about him in particular?
Kloon specifically, his coaching style is pretty unique and kind of what I'm used to. Reminds me of my dad, kind of how he would coach. A little more individual toward each guy, and that's what I really like about him. He really sits down with us. Hey, what do we need to improve on? What is our strengths? What can we do better? And I love that type of stuff, especially with that. Also, that harsh dad type mentality. Yeah, I like that.
He can come down on you if he needs to.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that from multiple things about Kloon. Yeah. Well, what was dad like as a coach? Same thing?
Oh, yeah. My dad was my biggest coach, my biggest critic, my biggest cheerleader. Everything and
so after a game, when you talk to dad, is he critiquing your game, or is he telling you what you did right, did wrong, all that stuff?
Yeah, usually it's about a play, something I need to do better the next game. That's usually what we start off with.
Is that coming from your older brother as well? Because Trajan, he came through this program. He played multiple positions through his time here. But does he also at this point now look back and say, okay, here's what you need to do better, et cetera?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess I almost have like two dads now because Trey's in my ear now too. It's funny. No, but they both take so much care of me and help me after games.
How good can this defense be this year?
Amazing. As much as we can make of it. We got guys that can step up and fill the roles that a lot of people are worried about, so we're excited.
Hey, can you help me out with something? What is
Frodo?
What is Frodo expected to do?
You knew the question before you even asked it.
it's another linebacker.
Yeah.
Kind of field side, and then you also could see some other ones like the Cinco Joker.
Joker.
Yeah.
Is this Ease? Who came up with all this stuff?
Yeah, Coach Tuiaki. the coaches of that gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he a Lord of the Rings fan? Like, what's the...
That's a good question. Honestly, that's a good question. I told some of the other, that's a good name. I'm a Lord of the Rings fan, so I wouldn't mind.
Well, look, Coach, you need me to be Frodo? I'll be Frodo. Like, whatever you need me to do, yeah. Let's go. But, no, it should be a fun year, and I know you've been asked this a bunch, but the level of competition that you guys get to go up against this year and the venues and playing down in Vegas and that NFL stadium, this independence allows you to have that kind of flexibility. So by that rationale, how much are you looking forward to be able to showcase not only your skills but what this team can do on that kind of under that kind of a spotlight?
Oh, yeah, we can't wait. All this offseason, you know, that's the talk. Can we prepare for this schedule? And I think it's going to be a good opportunity for us to show what we have and what we are building off of last year, and we're excited for it.
Well, hey, we appreciate you coming by, man. Good luck this upcoming season, and should be a fun one, and can't wait to see you guys down in Vegas.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
there you go. Great stuff right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, live here at BYU Media Day. A little bit more insight on what Frodo actually is and what to expect from that position.
Maybe we'll get a straight answer at some point.
Yeah, I'm excited. I just like that we got, what did we count up, 18 positions?
Different positions.
All right.
Keenan, you may play 3 or 4 of them, I guess, at this point, right?
All right, so as we continue on BYU Media Day. Hey, by the way, update on Quinn Snyder. It has now been slid to somewhere between probably 1 and 115. So we hope to be able to hear from Quinn, and when that happens, we will take that live right here on the Zone Sports Network. All right, while we have a moment, take a break, come back, we'll continue on. You're listening to BYU Media Day. Hans and Scotty right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.